is up. Time is up.
Not without us.
Hello everyone, my name is Babita. I'm a member of Not Without Us project team. I work in the field of education and sustainability. I love to work among children and young adults. I believe in co-creating eco-wise communities. My work is primarily focused in Kerala, a state in India. Today, I'm going to share the story of an incredible woman who facilitates children to look at nature in a very different way. Her name is Rajashree. Rajashree is a chemist turned sociologist. She's a nature enthusiast who tries to reciprocate her interest in birds, butterflies and ordinates to children. She believes that nature conservation, when focused on children, has greater impact since children naturally have the curiosity and enthusiasm to understand the nature with ease. She strives to bring to children the relevance of knowing about the diversity in the local environment through various creative activities. She started off her work in a reputed NGO which worked in the field of ecology, conservation, and sustainability. She had to take a break when her child was born. She then joined a group which primarily focused their work on rivers and river basin conservation, and a part of which was on enhancing tribal livelihoods. She always dreamt of starting something of her own to work towards her passion. Then, in 2018, a major flood happened in Kerala. She initiated relief works which attracted a lot of young adults who volunteered for distributing supplies to the flood-affected areas. She also brought together women from the flood-affected areas. These women were displaced from their works and the flood made their condition worse. Rajashree observed that the upsurge of plastic products and the consumeristic culture of the society has fastened the depletion of these women's livelihood opportunities generated from their traditional skills. She hence focused on preserving the immense knowledge and skills which has been passed down through generations of women artisans from rural and tribal areas. She organized these women and they work as a group to revive their skills. A vacation camp that Rajashree organized for the children during summer to connect the children to nature was warmly welcomed by the Tiny Tots, and the children themselves came forward requesting that they should continue exploring the nature and take the learnings forward. The children were so full of energy that Rajashree decided that she cannot let them down. Thus, in 2019, Rajashree registered a trust named Kadambari, focusing more on nature conservation and nature studies. She brought all the activities that she was doing under this one umbrella. Children who attended the camp were from different schools. So Rajashree approached the schools and with the consent from the authorities, the project Children for Clean and Green Planet was started. It had children from various age groups who stayed back after school time for the activities. There were also a local group of children who met during all Saturdays and discussed on various concepts like zero waste, toxic free future and many, many more things. This was a half-day event and it was enriched by Rajashree's inputs too. Children learned new concepts and tried to do nature studies through which they explored the ideas in detail. One such idea was toxic-free painting, that's natural painting. Rajashree asked the children to make a painting by using colors from nature. She only provided paper. She then asked the children to go around and make color by themselves. Initially, they had a doubt, but then they picked up the pace and they collected leaves, soil, mud, charcoal, and everything that could make color and painted with that. This one simple activity directed them towards the toxins that are involved in making a simple painting. Rajashree attempted to make the children understand the toxins that they are exposed to even during their childhood and how those can be easily replaced with natural materials. Children who came forward locally and through schools started various campaigns. Of one is a signature campaign against plastic pen. Sessions were conducted to learn more about the forgotten medicinal herbs and local biodiversity. They initiated set up a butterfly garden in their schools. They watered the garden by themselves. The group of children also democratically decided to meet periodically on second Saturdays, and Rajashree's house became the meeting place. They started observing the ordinates from a nearby vegetation and started documenting them. The younger children used to accompany the elder ones because of sheer enthusiasm and curiosity. Fridays were set for observing owls, and Rajashree says that it was fun that they came up at 8:30 in the night with their parents and tried to identify different owl species. They could identify 6 different species. They are now able to identify the calls of different species of owls. Upon knowing the hazards of plastics and deeply moved by impacts it creates, the children thought of doing something about it. So, during a local festival, they themselves set up a plastic-free shop where they sold handmade items sourced from rural traditional artisans. Along with selling these products, they also tried to create awareness about the hazards of plastic to the public. This was covered in a local newspaper, which inspired more people to invite these children for setting up similar shops during events. It was then the pandemic happened and the children had no other way than to remain in their home. But that didn't lessen their enthusiasm even a teeny bit. They have been organizing online learning sessions ever since and is keeping on learning more. The already formed WhatsApp group helped them to stay connected for coordinating their daily activities, and they upload the pictures of insects and moths they observe. The knowledge sharing is live even during the pandemic, and it was live even during the lockdown. They currently envision to embark the journey to plastic-free toys project, which they will kickstart as soon as the lockdown is over. Rajashree's interventions run parallel to the school's syllabus. It is fueled by the mere willingness of children and the enthusiasm that they have. Rajashree wishes to include more and more children to the program when lockdown is over. Rajashree is an inspiration since she challenges a system that is detaching the children from the knowledge about their local ecosystems and diversity. Even though the current educational system creates intellectually challenged youngsters, they look upon nature as an entity different from them, and hence conservation becomes an activity than a lifestyle. People like Rajashree gives us immense hope, since the work she does is making children own up their roots. I hope more people join the cause and the ripple effects make a long-lasting impact. I believe the story of Rajashree has touched you at some level, and I hope she, along with her children, create a lot of difference in the spaces they are in. Thank you so much for listening in.